Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
For yea, saith the Lord, troublesome times have come upon the earth, and many who have not hearkened unto me are beginning to turn their ear, to open their eyes, and to see with their heart the things that I have said in my word that are coming to pass, saith God. For am I not the one true God? Am I not the one that made all things? And may I not, as that God, shake anything I wish to be shaken? For what can be shaken in the days of head will be shaken, saith God. But those who are mine can stand even on the shaking earth. Those who are mine will stand even though the sky would begin to show its signs of the coming of the end of days. For the return of my Son is near. Hearken now to my word, saith God. I will not speak it much longer, saith the Lord.
Saith God, I give you a fresh anointing to do my will, saith God. For my people shall not have a hit and miss, wondering what is my will, saith the Lord. But my people will know my will, saith God.
For it is the last days. It is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. Walk by my side, saith your Father God.
Welcome to all my friends and new listeners to the Signs of the Times International by Internet and Shortwave Radio. This program is listened to by thousands of people all over the world. Again, by both the Internet and Shortwave Radio. This is the prophecy voice of your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times. For some time now, this program has been coming to you week after week, and a few have responded, but not many. Would you respond, as this brother did tonight, and give me a call? Please listen.
Yes, this is David. I'm listening to you from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're coming in real good today. 10 after 11 on a Monday night fly.
Would you call 1-607-201-5663 like he did and give me a radio check? Now, a message by Pastor Ralston.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The title of this message today is called What's on Display? The scripture I want to bring to you is Matthew 5:37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. And I want to share today that a lot of things go beyond the yea, yea, the nay, nay. We'll explain that as we go along. But instead of just saying yes or no to many things, a lot of things cometh of evil. Now, I tell you, when we think of display, we think of possibly television, we think of sports, we think of movies, we think of a lot of things, our social life. What's on display? Have you noticed something about today's communication? It's not just yes or no. It is, are you sure? Is that what was really said? How do you know? Are you who you say you are? This is the type of thing that goes on today in communication. This type of communication casts upon people doubt, fear, and possibly indefinitely unbelief. It is commonly understood today as being something called trash talk. Another thing you can call it is destructive confusion. But I'm going to use the word trash talk, the phrase. Other types of trash talk you might hear today are things like, you're nothing. I'm going to destroy you. Is that all you got? And it's meant to intimidate the receiver of the talk in order to overcome them. Do you remember the story of Adam and Eve? Remember how Satan trash talked her into defeating her and then Adam? Let me remind you of what it says in Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And this is what he said unto the woman. He said, hath God said? That right there is causing doubt. Did God really say, that's what he was saying, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And then also in verse 5, after she had conversed with the serpent, he says, for God doth know on the day that you eat thereof, the fruit of the tree, that which she was not supposed to eat, she goes, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. A lie. First, he caused doubt, and then brought forth the lie. Satan first initiated doubt, and then he spoke the lie. This is common trash talk. God does not do it this way. He first speaks the truth, and that initiates faith. Amen. Ephesians 4:29 says very clearly, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister grace unto the hearers. God's words always bless those who hear them. This leads us to understand that bad words curse or can curse those that hear them. What should we do with bad words? There's only one weapon that the Bible talks about, and it's spiritual, and that can defeat bad words. Let me just read to you a scripture out of 2 Corinthians 10, 4-6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You know, the answer is that we must speak the truth of what God has said and stand on that truth alone. Remember how Jesus did it? Matthew 4, 3-11 tells us the tempter, the serpent, the devil, Satan came to Jesus and he said, if thou be the Son of God. See, that's initiating doubt. Amen. Command that these stones be made bread. How did Jesus respond to that? He said, it is written. See, he cast down what the devil had said. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Oh, devil didn't give up there. He took Jesus up into the holy city. He set him up on the pinnacle of the temple, and he said unto him again, if thou be the Son of God, again he's initiating doubt, cast yourself down, for it is written. Ah, see, now the devil's getting tricky. He comes back with what is written. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. And of course that was true. God had said that, and it was written. But Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Okay, that was not the only thing that was written. He says, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See how important it is to know the full counsel of God? See how important it is not to know one scripture, but two scriptures, three scriptures, four scriptures, to know the scriptures? So, the devil didn't give up there. Again, the devil took Jesus up into an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee. Oh, that's an outright lie. If you will fall down and worship me. You know what Jesus said? He took authority over the devil now. He had enough. He says, get thee hence, Satan. And then he cast down what was said by the devil. He says, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And then the revenge takes place, as the scripture tells us in 2 Corinthians 10:6. Then the devil left him, and behold, the angels came and ministered unto Jesus. See, trash talkers are bullies. Their motive is always selfish. Consider Satan's motives before God cast him down from the power and position he had in heaven. This is what it says in Isaiah 14:12-14. How thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For you did say in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
Right.
Notice something about his attitude there. A very Antichrist attitude. In Ezekiel 28:2b says this, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, because you said, I am a God. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, not God, though thou set thy heart as the heart of God. Well, Jesus taught us something about the heart of God. Amen. This is what he says concerning man's heart. In Matthew 12:34-37, he's very strong and he doesn't pull any punches. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Boy, that was a strong word. But we already know in the Word, according to Romans chapter 10, that all have sinned. Therefore, meaning all are evil. All. Not one is righteous. All have fallen short of the glory of God.
That's right.
And then he goes on to say, Jesus did, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word, and that's what he's talking about, that which is evil or good, he says, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For Jesus is telling us clearly, what comes from our mouth is very, very important. That which is coming from our mouth, that is what is on display. That is what Jesus is saying that needs to be dealt with. And it can be dealt with. And he goes on to say, for by thy words you'll be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Oh, wow. So either we know that we're righteous and we're going to heaven by our words, or we're going to go to hell because we're unrighteous and we're condemned already by the words that come out of our mouths. Men's hearts are always on display because what they speak reveals what's on the inside. The Apostle Paul told us this very interesting thing in 1 Corinthians 15:33 and then verse 34. He says, be not deceived. Evil communication, talk about speaking now, corrupt good manners. He says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. And he says, I speak this to your shame. You know, I want to ask you a question. How can this time in life that we live in be the greatest time of communication? They call this the great communication age, in a sense. And yet, people be so ignorant to the things that pertain to the knowledge of God. It is obvious that in this world that men are once again forsaking the true God for a lie. The outcome of all this cannot be good. Now listen, Jesus defeated the prince of snakes, Satan, once already. The prince of vipers already.
That's
right. Amen. Will he not do it again in these last days by his coming? Because you see, Satan didn't give up yet.
No.
He still is going to come around and thinking that he can conquer Jesus, and he's already a defeated foe now. But I want to tell you something. Will not Jesus also destroy all those whose mouths reveal that they too are corrupt in heart? That's what the Bible says is going to happen in the end of these very last days. That not only is he going to take care of Satan once and for all, but he's going to take care of all those who are convinced by that big bully, who's really just a puny thing. You'll be shocked. That's what the Scripture says. He's nothing. But all those people that have believed his lie, all those people have been deceived by him, Jesus is going to destroy for all eternity. Please consider what Paul said in his word concerning true communication, true exaltation, true ascension, true positioning in this world. Hear me well. Galatians 1:1, Paul, an apostle, Listen, not of men and neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Galatians 2:20, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, but yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loves me and gave himself for me. It says in Philippians 3:9, and being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And finally, my last scripture here, Ephesians 2:6, he has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I think you're going to be getting the point here after all these things that the devil desired and was kept from having, we have in Jesus Christ. I hope you get that picture. It's all about Jesus and not ourselves. By displaying ourselves, by ourselves, for ourselves, sets us up for a fall like the devil's fall. How can we turn it around and begin to speak right? God tells us in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus will come into your heart by his Spirit, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
And he'll give you the power to be a child of God, able to speak with heavenly conversation, which is incorruptible, immortal, and everlasting. Philippians 3:20 and 21 says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Did you hear what I said? Receiving the word of Jesus and the spirit thereof into our lives is going to guarantee unto us a new body, an eternal body, fashioned like the Lord Jesus' body, the body that had no limits. Read the scriptures and you'll understand that clearly. Let God subdue you today through Jesus Christ, who said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Are you hearing me today? Hallelujah. God will open up the door, and he's the door himself into a new life. You know, Jesus truly loves you today. He bled and died for you today. He rose from the dead for you, and he has spoken and revealed his gospel to you. All you need to do is respond to his call today. John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore make you free, that's Jesus, you will be free indeed. Trust me, if Jesus Christ indwells you because you let him in, it will be him in you that'll be on display.
And now the prophecy news behind the news. AT&T to cut 12,000 jobs, 4% of staff. Pressured by the economic turmoil and the mounting loss of traditional phone customers, AT&T Incorporated is cutting 12,000 jobs out of its workforce. And another, 500,000 American job losses announced after worst month for employment since 1980. Corporate America has announced it was shedding thousands more jobs as Wall Street is bracing itself for official unemployment figures that are expected to show almost 500,000 job losses last month. According to analysis estimates, the government could confirm that at least 470,000 Americans were made redundant in November, in what could be the worst month for the U.S. jobs market since 1980. And another record number of Americans using food stamps. Food stamps, the main U.S. anti-hunger program, which helps the needy buy food, set a record in September as more than 31.5 million Americans used the program, up 17% from a year ago, according to government data. And yet, one more. U.S. economy weakens further. Economic activity weakened across the United States over the past several weeks, with most sectors facing pressure, the Federal Reserve said in its Beige Book report. The report, to be used by federal policymakers for their December 15 through 16 meeting on interest rates, indicated a further decline in already grim economic conditions. This is what your Bible has to say about that. This is that. You know that in the Bible, don't you? Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Continuing. Report says Muslim prayer rooms should be opened in Catholic schools. Muslim prayer rooms should be opened in every Roman Catholic school, church leaders have said. The Catholic bishops of England and Wales also want facilities in schools for Islamic pre-prayer washing rituals. The bishops acknowledge 30% of pupils at their schools hold a non-Christian faith and want to answer critics who say religious schools sow division. Luke chapter 13, verse 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. My. Continuing. Moscow's mayor links gays to spread of AIDS. Moscow has banned gays and lesbians from promoting their way of life because they can help spread HIV/AIDS. The Russian capital's mayor has been quoted as saying, speaking at an HIV/AIDS conference in Moscow, also he said, there was no scientific proof that condoms provided full protection, or even any at all, against sexually transmitted diseases. We have banned and will ban the propaganda of sexual minorities' opinions because they can be one of the factors in the spread of HIV infections. Watchman comment. Oh, gee, I never thought I would agree with Russia, but I do on this one. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, and so the eyes of men are never satisfied. Continuing. Succession in the political class. Bill Clinton was forced to deny speculation that he would be appointed to replace his wife in the U.S. Senate. In Delaware, it was widely speculated that Joe Biden would be replaced by his son, Beau. Meanwhile, in Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, who was appointed by her father to take a seat in the U.S. Senate when he became governor, warned Sarah Palin not to challenge her in a 2010 primary. And I also understand that Chelsea Clinton is in the running for this job in the U.S. Senate. The number of families possessing some sort of aristocratic-like claim to elected office is clearly increasing. Watchman comment. That is clearly an end-time sign. Ezekiel chapter 30, verse 3. For the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day. It shall be the time of the heathen. Continuing. Senate prepares legal remedy for Clinton nomination. Hillary Clinton's nomination of Secretary of State has resurrected an obscure constitutional clause that prohibits members of Congress from being appointed to positions that saw a wage increase during the lawmaker's tenure. But Democrats are readying legislation to pave the way for the New York Democrats' confirmation in Barack Obama's cabinet. Clinton's office says this issue has been resolved numerous times in the past and that all parties were aware of it in advance of her being announced as Obama's choice for the nation's top diplomat. Watchman comment. Nonsense. If it was unconstitutional, as is a U.S. president that is not a natural-born citizen is unconstitutional, it should be stopped. Period. End of story. Point made. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. This program is available for you to listen to for new topics on shortwave radio station WWRB, frequency 3.185, every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. also every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and a little earlier on every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, all on WWRB Superstation Frequency 3.185. It is very possible that I will have to cut one of those programs very soon. I know it is the holidays when people are spending their hard-earned paychecks on presents and large family dinners, and I am not complaining. I also know the economy is bad and times are tough, and again, I'm not complaining. I just want you, the listener, to know what might be coming. Two programs instead of three, or, God forbid, even one program instead of three, but I pray it will not reduce that far. As a matter of fact, I even pray that instead enough love gifts will come in that I can go to 4, 5, 6, or even 7 programs each and every week. It is all in the hands of the Spirit of the Lord, my friends, and the generous hearts of those He touches to send in their love gifts. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, and that's abbreviated just NY 13797 USA. It does not matter how small the gift is, but it does matter that the giving is consistent. If God is speaking to your heart, please write as soon as you can while God's touch is still on you and before it wanes away and you forget. Write again, Signs spelled S I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797 is the zip code in the USA. Have you visited my website? That's www.neaiga.org, where, like this program, everything is absolutely free. www.neaiga.org. Have you called in that important radio check? 1-607-201-5663 to bless me and let me know how well you're hearing the program in your state. 1-607-201-5663. Thank you, my friends, for all your kind words and support of my efforts to fulfill the calling of the responsibility God has placed upon me as His watchman. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, calling out to the remnant of God and the unsaved peoples of the earth. The last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until the next program, Maranatha, my friends, Jesus, Yahweh, Yeshua, the I Am,
I Am that I Am,
and I declare our love for you and your souls. Jude chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. That was Jude chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.